Hi there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. This week, we're celebrating the many, many healings that have occurred simply from reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Today, we have an encore lift from Nancy Mullen. She's from Boston, Massachusetts.
I was a junior in high school, and I was appointed to the job that I most wanted on my school's newspaper, front page editor. And it was a very busy job. There were stories to edit, copy to write, and I would be up the night before struggling to get everything done on deadline. And that would lead to arguments with my mother, who felt that it was more important to focus on my schoolwork. So one day, I quit the job with a very heavy heart. And I just had this overwhelming sense of sadness and failure. Basically, all the fun went out of school for me at that point. And at the same time, I began having a physical problem. My monthly period began coming every 2 weeks. So there I am, kind of dragging through my days, and I suddenly developed this interest in Christian Science. I'd had a friend many years before whose family were Christian Scientists, and they were so very loving and appreciative of me. And I remembered that and got curious about what kind of religion is Christian Science anyway. So I started reading Mary Baker Eddy's book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, which is the Christian Science textbook. It's hard to overstate the impact this book had on my thinking. I was devouring that book every spare minute I could get. When I wasn't doing schoolwork, I was reading that book and learning all about God. I especially appreciated in Science and Health, there are places where it talks about the synonyms for God: principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. Mind especially meant a lot to me because it's with the qualities of mind that we do schoolwork and that we do writing and editing. And I began to have a sense that, you know, it isn't my little human mind that is doing things. It's God that does it all. God is the creator, and our very purpose in the creation is to express the qualities of mind. And at the same time, I was getting a sense of God's great care for man. And as I understood more about the goodness of God, I began to realize that God wouldn't send disease. I was an idea in mind, that we're all spiritual ideas in mind. So things can't go wrong with man because things can't go wrong with God. As that sense of personal responsibility and personal failure began to leave, I felt better physically. I was sleeping better at night, just generally feeling more energetic. And it wasn't long after that that my menstrual cycle returned to normal. And the thought came to me one day that I should once again ask to have my old job back as page one editor. So I asked for it, and I was given it, and I was able to do the job. And so I finished up that school year having done a good job on the page editor position and also with my grades. A great sense of accomplishment.
Thanks for joining us. You can hear even more healings in this week's Sentinel Watch with Jen McLaughlin and Ethel Baker. You can find the link right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.